The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, birchas, mekadesh, shimcho berabim. We are starting a new bracha today, which is in the middle of the Kabbalas. Not everybody says it's bracha. It's mekadesh. Shimcha berabim, some have a gear saying Mekadesh Shemoy berabim. Some Nusach Sfar, Bechlad doesn't say with a bracha, but Nusach Ashkenaz says Boch HaToshem Mekadesh Shimcha berabim. And this is already brought down in the Rishonim. The Tosis brings down this from the Yerushalmi. And Be'etzem, it's part of a Seder that we say in the Korbanos, before the Korbanos. And it's a worthwhile thing for us to say. It's printed in the Siddur, and we should really take advantage of it if we can, start a little bit earlier to say this. So it starts from La'odam Yehei Odam Yehei Shemayim B'Seisu V'Agoli, which that whole part of the tefillah from La'odam Yehei Shemayim till after this bracha of Mekadesh Shimcha V'Rabim, there's another little piece, Atu Hashem Elokeinu. All that is from a Tonet Ve'Eliyo. This is a Braisa, which is saying things that Eliyo Novi said over. Shibbol HaLeket says that this whole Seder was first said by Eliyo HaNovi in his period of time that the Odev HaDizor were controlling the country, Achav and his wife were the power, to the point that they had to be Oved Hashem B'Seisa. We know this mice of Avadia, who hid 100 Nevi'im in a Ma'ara, in a cave, because it was illegal to be a true Novi. In that time, it's hard to believe. In the time, the Beis HaMikdash was still around. There's this powerful, powerful Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Every generation has its Yetzirah. And the leadership of Klal Yisrael followed, unfortunately, the Yetzirah. So they said, he started this tefillah of Yehi Odom Yehi Shemayim B'Seisel, that even though you cannot outwardly express Yehi Shemayim because it's illegal, it's dangerous, but make sure you do it B'Seisel. And the truth is, even if you can do it outwardly, the Iki Yehi Shemayim B'Seisel is what's going on in our heart. The show we put on for other people is not the real Yehi Shemayim. The real Shemayim is what's happening at home. Kamavan, nowadays we have a special opportunity to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yehi Shemayim B'Seisel when we're home, with anybody watching, just with our families. Yehi Shemayim means that I recognize that Hashem is always with me, and I want my behavior to be compatible, to give him nachas ruach, to follow in his midas of chesed v'rachmim under all circumstances, to take the tefillah seriously, even though I'm not in the shul, my learning, etc. This was Lamaisa, as we said, this was first said by Eliyahu Novi. The Siddur Oitzah Tefillahs brings down that it was enacted to be part of the tefillah later in history. And it's an amazing thing. The Jews were living in Persia, Poras, and Bovel, those areas in the time of the post-Churban era. And there was a king that was very good to the Jews. And he was in the time of Rav Ashi, and he was so good to the Jews that Rav Ashi was able to compile the entire Shas. He got all the Chachmei Yisrael together, and they compiled the Shas. It was one of the glorious Tkufas of Klal Yisrael, and it was his, with Rav Ashi's foresight and the Chachom in his time's foresight, to realize that they have to write everything down, because the Goliaths are going to be getting worse, and if it's not written down, the transmission orally, Baal Peh, will not succeed. And that's what happens. The grandson of this king that was in the time of Rav Ashi, which was just one generation later, he became a Seinei Yisrael. He followed his religious Avodah Zarah leaders, and they said the belief of one God, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is something unacceptable. And based on that, they made a decree that it's also to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that watchmen, they're watching over the shuls, to make sure that the Jewish people do not say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So they have to stop saying it in the middle of the tefillah. As a result of that, they made this takona that before one comes to shul at home, they say this Seder, which starts off as being a Yerusha Mayim and continues into Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. A Jew cannot go without saying Shema Yisrael. So this is the minimum of Shema that one could say is that first part of Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's a minimal acceptance of the Yichud Hashem. Other nations believe in two, three, multiple forces, unlimited forces. We believe only one God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is in control of everything. And that's the way we start our day. So even though they couldn't say it in the tefillah, they would also say it, they would say it at this point of time before the Iker tefillah. By the way, this is also, it's brought down the reason why we say Shema Yisrael and Musaf on Shabbos. Also because the guards were watching over, they knew the halachas, and they knew that the first 3 hours of the day is the time to say Kriya Shema. So for 3 hours they were watching, and they made sure we were not behind the mitzvah of Kriya Shema on the right time. Then they left. So by Musaf, which was after 3 hours, then Chazal want also Betzibur, when it went together, at least once a week, we should say the Shema Betzibur, and this was opportunity that was saying Musaf later in the day, there were no watchmen then, to prevent us from doing it, and once again we had our Shema Yisrael, we say Betzibur. Kamuvan, even though the Gezerah is off, Chazal kept it going to remind us that we should appreciate that we're able to say Kriya Shema. There were times that even that was impossible, and therefore they had to enact these special times of Kriya Shema. I'm going back to the nusach that we're saying now. So we got up in the morning and we said it feels hashachar, reminded ourselves that everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our bodies, our neshamas, our ability to walk. The mitzvahs that we have, tefillin, tzitzis, the mitzvahs that glorify and bring out the greatness of Klal Yisrael, guided by the Ratzon Hashem. And now, before we start our tefillah, we have to put ourselves in the right position. And basically that's what we're saying. One should be a Yerusha Mayim, number one. Then we say, Lots, Allah Sid Gosei Anachno Pilim Tachno Meinu L'Fonecho. Okay, I said my prayer, Kavona, I think I'm a big tzaddik. No, I'm far, far from being a tzaddik. How if I had the right kavona and all the brachos?
Kol Halashon.
I did. Ma'onu, Machayinu, Machazdenu. All the mitzvahs that we have and what we do are very weak in respect to the Torahs that we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we recognize that Kol HaGiboyim Kain L'Fonecho, all the powerful people in the world, they seem to be powerful, but in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're nothing. The Chachomim, Nevoinim, Limadim, Lihaskil, the wise people also, the wisdom of a human being is so limited in respect to the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're putting ourselves in that place. Mitzad our physical selves, we're nothing. Moisa Odom and Abahema Oyin, Ki Hakol Hovel. A person who is not guided by his neshama, so inside his physical existence, he's nothing better than a behemoth. In some ways, he's much weaker than a behemoth. There's so many feats that a behemoth could do so much better than us. We can never compete with him. If we'd have an Olympics and we put in an elephant for weightlifting and a cheetah for the sprint and a dolphin for swimming and everything, it would be a joke. We'd be like the handicapped. Yeah, all the physical things. And our seichel, how much is our seichel? You know, we are the wisest creature in this world. And compared to the seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we just look at the Bria. Mankind is trying so much to catch up to what Hashem put into the world from the part that we see. And we're so far away from it. Even with the most advanced inventions, they're way behind the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just put into our own bodies. So mitzad ourselves, we're nothing. But what is the greatness of Klal Yisrael? Then we say, because we're the Zera of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that we're involved in the Akedah, and we're beloved by Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what the thing is. Simchos was Shemachto by Kiroses, he's Shmo Yisrael of Yeshurim. Yaakov was the third generation of Ovis. And we're saying that this is our greatness, that the greatness of the Ovis is not just something that happened in the past. We all have part of that, that created the Jewish genetic makeup, spiritual genetic makeup. Every Jew has a midah of Avraham Avinu, the midah of Chesed, the tzedakah that Klal Yisrael give, the chasadon Klal Yisrael do, is unmatched by any other nation in the world. They don't understand this idea of making money just for others. And the chasadon people do with a goof, with a body, and care about one another. Baruch Hashem, we are separated from one another, and Baruch Hashem, we're taking advantage of this time to do chasadim, keep in touch and contact with one another. The next, and Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu is Messias Nefesh, and Akedah, Klal Yisrael, is willing to give up their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout history, and the simplest Jews, that was ingrained in the Jewish nature. And Yaakov Avinu's Midas Emes, we're all striving for the Emes as much as we can. Very often the Yetzer Hara gets a hold of us, but deep down we all want to get to that Emes, the Keshet to the Torah of Yaakov Avinu. So that's what we're saying. I'm going and starting my tefillas. Who am I to stand in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And I'm clarifying myself, and I have to clarify this, because otherwise my tefillah will not be a tefillah. If I'm not the type of person that is matim to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what's this whole tefillah? So I'm saying, Mitzad my goof, and the chanami, Moisim and Odom and Behema Ayin, the goof is not much better, or in some ways not even any ways better than a Behema. But what I am, I recognize that I have that great heritage and that makeup, that spiritual makeup. I'm the Zera Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and I was given the Torah, and therefore I have to feel that that is my greatness. That gives me the ability to continue my tefillah to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why you say, Ashreinu Matayv Chokeinu, Manoim Gorolena, Mayov Yishoseinu. How happy I am that I have this Yerusha, this Nachlo, the Torah mitzvahs, and the Shema Kedosh that Klal Yisrael has. And then I say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I am the one and only nation that could really say this statement, that I recognize that you are the only God, everything is from you. Because we have that Koyach Elyon from us and from our neshama that give us the ability to direct all our ma'asim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we can accept it. Okay, it's hard for him to say such a thing. How can I say you're the only force? The things that really interest me in life are things that don't interest HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in itself prevents him from accepting the achdus of Hashem. But we can accept it because we do realize our greatness is our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Kesher Shem Echod, then we say the psukim, the tefillah of Kadesh Shimcha Makdish Shem Echod. You should, and in the periods of time that the Kiddush Hashem is not recognized, Eleonovi, the Kvod Shemayim was not recognized. They were worshipping Avodah Zarah in the time right after the Amoraim when they made this takon to say this is part of the tefillah, also was not recognized. In every generation, there's so much confusion. In our generation, the secular world does not recognize the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're inspired that you should be Mekadosh Yoshem Berabim. And together with that, we're basically making a statement that we also want to be those that are being Mekadosh Hashem. If we're Mekadosh Hashem with HaMaisim, or Mekadosh Hashem, even if a Chas V'Shom comes to a situation that we have to give up our lives for it, we're willing to be Mekadosh your Hashem together with you, because that's what life is all about. And Be'etzem, whenever we say Kriya Shema, it's brought down that when you say Hashem L'Kenesh Hashem Echad, a person should think, I'm willing to give up my life for Kodesh Boruch Hu. So also now, when we're saying the Shema before the Tefillah, reminding ourselves there were times that was impossible even to say Shema in the middle of the tefillah, I'm saying, I know Hashem Echod, and that's my greatness, and I'm even willing to give up my life for that. So Kamuvan, when we're saying I'm willing to give up my life for it, then I should definitely think that I'm willing to give up anything to go in the ways of Hashem. And it's a time to think, refresh ourselves, that I know the Yetzer Hara, I know what I'm nichshol in every single day. I want this day give more of a mesiras nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more control over the yitzharim that I have, the kina, the gaiva, the kovah, the kas, the taivas, whatever it may be, the atzlas, all those things, those forces within me that take away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yitzhak Hashem will take advantage of that. And like I said, it's a wonderful thing to say this tefillah. If you can't say it every day, say it once in a while. It's a beautiful tefillah, which we are putting ourselves in the right position for tefillah. I recognize mitzad myself, I'm nothing. Mitzad my kivat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm so special. I recognize Hashem is the only force and the only one that's g'day to turn to. Ad k'day kach, I'm willing to even give up my life for it. And with spiral and the korev, we should be the gilui of Kvod Shemayim b'meira.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.